One of China's most notorious murderers was caught August 26th in Gansu province after evading capture for nearly 30 years. Gao Chengyong, a 52-year-old father of two, confessed to raping, mutilating, and killing 11 women and girls in Gansu and Inner Mongolia between 1988 and 2002, according to a statement issued by the Ministry of Public Security. The youngest victim was just 8 years old. Gao was detained in Baiyin, Gansu, the site of most of his crimes, after police received a tip-off. Police stormed Gao's workplace, a convenience store inside a vocational school in Baiyin, and arrested him, the Public Security Ministry said. Gao allegedly began his reign of terror in May 1988 when he stabbed a 23-year-old factory worker and Baiyin resident to death after following her home and raping her. The victim was found several hours later with 26 stab wounds in her upper body, according to the Lanzhou Morning News. Over the next 14 years, Gao would go on to kill 10 more women and girls in Baiyin and the nearby town of Baotou in Inner Mongolia. Gao typically followed a victim into her house before raping her, stabbing her, and often cutting her throat, the Lanzhou Morning News said. In some cases, he severed victims' body parts. The gruesome nature of Gao's crimes led police to dub him China's Jack the Ripper, state media said. The Ministry of Public Security took over the case in 2001. Despite DNA tests on every permanent male resident of Baiyin and promises of a 200,000 yuan reward for information about the case, police made no significant progress for over a decade. In March of this year, police in Baiyin and Baotou launched a new investigation into the case. They caught a lucky break when one of Gao's relatives was DNA tested on suspicion of committing a petty crime, state-run China Daily reported. After determining that the DNA was a close match to DNA found at the crime scenes, the police decided to test DNA from the man's relatives. Gao was identified as the prime suspect in April. He had managed to avoid the DNA tests for Baiyin residents, because although he worked in Baiyin, his household was registered in a village more than 100 kilometers away, the South China Morning Post said. Cui Xiangping, the brother of one of Gao's victims, told the Beijing News that his family had started to believe the case would never be solved. Cui's sister was only 16 when she was killed. "Our family has never stopped thinking about her," he said.